The annual Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race is underway in Alaska, and for the first time, some of the teams are carrying global positioning systems. That means fans can follow the dog mushers' progress along the 1,100-mile route, but some say it's not a good idea. From the Alaska Public Radio Network, Libby Casey reports.
When the Iditarod started in Willow, Alaska last weekend, 18 of the 95 sleds were equipped with GPS trackers. The devices weigh 2 pounds and are tucked inside dog sleds or screwed onto the front. These units have one major difference from your average vehicle GPS system. The mushers can't see the information collected. Instead, it's beamed out by satellite, and visitors to the Iditarod website, iditarod.com, can see team's speed, location, and temperature. Ion Earth designed the units. Owner Jerry Miller says the data collected is unlocking some of the secrets of the race.
You can start seeing the rest and run cycles more clearly. You know, they might run for 2, 3, 4 hours at the most, take 2, 3 hours rest, and keep going. So you see how a complex strategy can get deployed in this race.
Strategies like deciding where to rest and for how long are tricks learned over years. Mushers aren't allowed to look online during the race to check up on the competition, but 4-time champion Martin Boozer says they will pore over the information long after the race is over.
If you do your homework, within 2 years, you'll have my southern and my northern route down pat. We give up some information, but hopefully the flip side of that, of course, is because it's going to be more exposure, it's going to be more interest in the race, it will hopefully result in a bigger purse, which hopefully will ultimately benefit the dogs.
The Iditarod hopes to deploy the GPS units in every team sled bag next year, but not all mushers want the trackers. Austrian-Canadian racer Hans Gott is afraid they'll be used unfairly.
People say it wouldn't interfere with the race. I think it will. There's always people who try to find advantage using things like that.
Gott says during the race, mushers might sneak peeks at the website or get tips from people who've been online. Alaskan Zach Steer says he won't carry a tracker until it's mandatory.
I'm a minimalist. I carry only what I need. If I don't use it twice a day, every day, it's not in my sled. I'm wearing everything. I hardly carry any spare clothes. I mean, I carry just enough food to get myself and my dogs to the next checkpoint, you know. Heaven forbid we ever got stuck in a storm.
If Zach Steer does get caught in a storm, race officials won't know exactly where he is. He'll have to rely on his wilderness skills and his dogs. But Steer says that's why he loves the Iditarod so much. For NPR News, I'm Libby Casey in Ruby, Alaska.
If you want to check out the race to see where the mushers are right now, just log on to the website iditarod.com.